What is Dravet syndrome?
Dravet syndrome, or severe myoclonic epilepsy of infancy, usually begins in the first year of life. It often starts with prolonged febrile seizures, frequently on one side of the body, and progresses to various afebrile seizure types, along with developmental delay.
What is the genetic basis of Dravet syndrome?
Most cases, about 70 to 80%, are caused by a de novo or new mutation in the SCN1A gene, which affects sodium channels.
Which AEDs should be avoided in Dravet syndrome?
You want to avoid sodium channel blockers like phenytoin, carbamazepine, and lamotrigine, as they can actually make the seizures worse in these patients.
Now we explore myoclonic epilepsy syndromes and the specific challenges of juvenile onset cases. What characterizes juvenile myoclonic epilepsy, JME?
JME usually shows up in adolescence. Patients experience myoclonic jerks, often right after waking up, along with generalized tonic-clonic seizures and sometimes absent seizures. A classic trigger for JME is sleep deprivation.
What is the classic EEG finding in JME?
The EEG typically shows a fast, generalized polyspike and wave discharge, often at a frequency of 4 to 6 Hz.
What is the treatment of choice for JME?
Valproate is generally considered the most effective treatment, though we have to be very cautious with it in women of childbearing age. Alternative options include levetiracetam, topiramate, and lamotrigine, although lamotrigine can occasionally worsen myoclonic jerks.
Is JME medication usually lifelong?
Yes, for the vast majority of patients. If they try to stop their medication, there is a very high relapse rate, around 80 to 90%.
Which AEDs can worsen seizures in JME?
Sodium channel blockers like phenytoin and carbamazepine can worsen the myoclonic jerks and should generally be avoided.
Now we examine the critical management protocols for status epilepticus. What is the current definition of status epilepticus?
While the traditional definition was 30 minutes, we now use a clinical threshold of 5 minutes of continuous seizure activity, or 2 or more seizures without the patient fully recovering in between.
What is the first-line treatment for active status epilepticus?
Benzodiazepines are the first line. Intravenous lorazepam is often the preferred choice because it stays in the brain longer than diazepam. If IV access isn't available, intramuscular midazolam is a highly effective alternative.
What is the second-line treatment if benzodiazepines fail?
We move to IV antiepileptics like fosphenytoin, valproate, or levetiracetam.